Here's a thought about original vision. I've talked about this before in a podcast. I think I did something about this in an editor's comments at one point, too. But since yesterday I was talking about the Ansel Adams special edition prints, I thought I'd bring this up now because it sort of relates. And that's the question of the value of an original print and what it means to be an original print. Now, in the darkroom days, it was a pretty easy and universally accepted definition that an original print was one that was made by the photographer. Anything else that was made by someone else, even though they may be a very qualified printer and able to duplicate the vision in the print exactly, it wouldn't be considered an original print because it wasn't printed by the photographer. Well, today, that gets to be a little bit of an odd thing, because when a photographer encapsulates their creative vision in a Photoshop file, the printing of that Photoshop file is literally a matter of Command P or Control P to print something, and it doesn't make any difference who prints it. It's still the original vision of the photographer. So it doesn't make sense to call an original print one that the photographer hits Command P. Instead, I would propose that the artwork is contained in the Photoshop file, not in the physical print. And that once the creative vision is encapsulated in the Photoshop file, an infinite number of prints can be made by virtually anyone. And so what happened to the concept of original print? Where is such a thing as an original print? Well, it's the Photoshop file. And maybe that should be considered the original, not the physical print that's made from the Photoshop file. Odd concept, I know, and it's going to be a hard one for people to accept. But in my way of thinking, if art making is a matter of making aesthetic decisions that determine the final outcome of the image, all of that is done on the digital file. None of that is done in the printing. Well, I suppose you can alter printing with changing color spaces or toning, but yeah, that's sort of an exception. I'm going to stick with my original idea that in the digital world, the original is what is encapsulated in the Photoshop file, not what's encapsulated in the print. The print is simply a reflection of all the creative work and decisions that the photographer made in the digital file. And how does that fit with this idea of the Ansel Adams special edition prints that are being printed by Alan Ross, or vintage prints, or gosh, it just opens up a whole can of worms. It may take a generation to figure out how we think about all of this.